He moved on through the compound, seeing what there was to see, listening to scraps of conversation that mostly revolved around everyday things. It was as though the colonists wanted to savor their few happy memories while they still could, before everything was lost in the fighting. Owen found Colonel William Hand and Otto sitting together on a bench outside their hut, polishing their swords. The colonel still wore his old uniform, ragged and tattered, but still scrupulously clean. His chest bore an impressive display of metal ribbons, carefully maintained. He didn't bother with the usual cloak and hood. He had leprosy and didn't care who knew it. His gray skin was dotted with dark patches of dead matter, and half his nose was eaten away. He might have been handsome once, it was hard to tell. He looked to be in his late 50s, a large and muscular man, now running to fat. His long dark hair was greasy and stringy, held back out of his face with a plain leather headband. His companion Otto was a hunchbacked dwarf, barely 4 feet tall. His overlarge head was touched with decay here and there, and most of his hair had fallen out. He too wore a marine uniform, but it was filthy dirty, and he looked like he hadn't bathed in weeks. For a hunchbacked dwarf with leprosy, he seemed cheerful enough. The colonel looked up at Owen and fixed him with a cold, flat gaze.
You must be new, boy, or you wouldn't be hanging around us. Even lepers have their pariahs. Got time to sit and talk for a while?
Of course.
Owen sat down on the bench next to the colonel.
May I ask what makes you a pariah here?
Well, I don't think the sun shines out of St. B's arse. I don't have any time for a peace and love nonsense. I'm a killer boy. Made a career out of it. Bloody good at it, too. Joined the Marines as soon as I was able and never looked back. Never wanted anything else.
You seem to have had an impressive career, Colonel.
Owen indicated the medal ribbons.
Bet your ass, boy. I fought in every campaign of note for the past 30 years. Killed men and aliens on 100 worlds. First to advance, and last to retreat, and loved every minute of it. I was never happier than when I was wading in blood, cutting down the enemy, doing what I was born to do. No regrets, no bad dreams, no stirrings of conscience in the wee small hours. Mother B never could understand that. And for a saint, she's remarkably unforgiving to anyone who won't toe the party line. She wants me to make confession, say I'm sorry and make my peace with God. Well, I'm not sorry, and I won't say I was. And when I finally get to stand before God, I'll look him right in the eye and say, you made me a killer. I just did what you made me to do. Now, where's the next enemy?
The colonel rooted around in the ruined half of his nose with a fingertip.
I was one of the best. But they still sent me here the moment I was diagnosed. I'm not bitter. Not really. I would have done the same thing. But it came hard at the time to give up my career for this shithole. I was in line for general, dammit. Ironic, really. All the battles I fought, all the odds I beat, and in the end it wasn't a sword or an energy blast that got me, just a stupid, mindless disease, killing me by inches. Not at all how I expected to die.
You never expected to die. You thought you were so special you'd live forever.
Maybe.
The colonel looked at Owen.
Don't suppose you brought any cigars with you? Nah, of course not. Just as well. Filthy habit anyway, but it's one of the few things I do miss. I miss the rebellion, you know. Biggest bloody war in the history of the Empire, and I never got to fight in it. Had to just sit and watch it on the Hollow. Shame. I would have liked to test myself against the Deathstalker and his crew. They would have been worthy adversaries. Still, Empress or Parliament, it makes no difference in the end. Neither one is going to let us off this planet.
No one cares about us. They are ashamed of us. We have no place in their bright, new, shining empire.
Otto rubbed at his nose with the back of his hand.
I was engineered like this, in case you were wondering, by my parents. They ran a traveling circus, and since hunchback dwarves don't tend to occur naturally anymore, they made one of their own. I was one of the stars of the show. Audiences love to come and pity me from a safe distance. But no one ever asks me what I wanted, what my dreams were. So the minute I hit 16, I went straight to the nearest recruiting office and signed on. I was supposed to be a mascot, but I quickly demonstrated such a natural aptitude for killing people that I got upgraded to full service inside a year, and never looked back.
We fought side by side in 100 battles. Nasty little man, very good with a gutting knife. And when I came here, he came with me. He didn't have leprosy then. A good friend, but dumb as shit.
True, how true.
Thank God for the Hayden men. They gave us purpose again. At least now, I have a real enemy to vent my spleen on, and a chance to die a warrior's death, instead of rotting away day after day. And best of all, after months of open disapproval for my past wicked ways, Saint B had to come to me to help train her people how to fight. Must have stuck in her craw something fierce. But she did it. Came and asked us right in front of everybody.
It looked like she was chewing a wasp while she said it, so.
What do you think of our chances against the Hademan?
Don't worry, boy. I've fought all kinds before, and I'm still here to talk about it. Hayden men will die just as readily as anyone else if you stick the knife in the right place and twist it. Besides, if a shitty disease and a rotten planet like this couldn't beat us, a bunch of walking appliances with attitude isn't going to do it.
Owen nodded, made his goodbyes, got up, and moved on. He thought he'd enjoyed about as much of the Colonel and Otto's company as he could stand. But for all the old soldier's venom, Owen couldn't help thinking that maybe he had a point. Lepers were the dark, unspoken secret of the Empire, the forbidden subject that was never openly discussed. No cure, no hope, so just dump the poor bastards out of sight where the rest of us don't have to look at them. Owen had known about Lacrimae Christi, vaguely, but it had never occurred to him to do anything about it. Leprosy was something that happened to other people. But now, having had his face rubbed in it, he vowed that he would do something, assuming he and they survived. He rounded a corner and saw Moon sitting alone, crying his eyes out. His shoulders were shaking with the force of his sobs, and tears ran jerkily down his face from his glowing golden eyes. There was no one near him, no obvious cause for his sorrow. In fact, those few lepers near him seemed to be trying their best to ignore him. Owen hurried over to the crying augmented man and then stood awkwardly over him, not sure what to do.
Moon?
Tobias?
What is it? Has someone said something? Done something? Damn it. If anyone's been having a go at you, I'll rip his lights out.
Oh, hello, Owen. There's nothing wrong. No one has upset me. I was just trying out the emotion, to see what it felt like. Please, sit and talk with me.
Owen frowned, shrugged, and sat down next to his friend. Moon wiped at his face with a cloth, quite unselfconsciously.
So, nothing's wrong. You're all right.
I don't know. I confess I've become very confused of late. This is my second life, Owen, and many things are still new to me. Memories of my first life are always returning, but jumbled, distorted, often strangely removed, like the actions of someone else, seen dimly on a hollow screen. I can remember doing things, but not why I did them, or how I felt while doing them. I spent most of my first life living among humans, developing human traits, but most of that is lost to me now. I am like a child, having to learn everything anew. I have emotions, I feel things, but they are strange, puzzling things, because I have no frame of reference in which to put them. I'm like a blind man seeing colors for the first time, so I laugh and cry, savoring their unfamiliar flavors, trying to discover what separates them, how they relate to the world I live in. I see the lepers here, living and fighting and dying so bravely, and I think tears are appropriate, but it is hard to be sure. It's very hard to be human, Owen. I don't know how you manage it so effortlessly.
Oh, you'll get the hang of it. You just need to practice. That's how everyone learns. And yes, tears are appropriate here. If I had any left, I'd shed them. But I've seen so many people die, fought in so many desperate last-ditch battles. It's hard for me to find room for such emotions. I have to be strong, unmoved, because everyone else needs me to be strong for them. I'd love to have the luxury of being weak again, Moon, to have someone else be strong, be the hero, so I could lean on them. It's hard work being a living legend.
Yes. I remember you being a hero. You risked your life to open the tomb of the Hayden Men, after I failed. After I deserted you, leaving you and the others to fight the Empire, while I went off on my own, convinced that it was my destiny to reawaken my people. I was wrong. I won't let you down again, Owen. I'll never desert you again.
Of course you won't. I never thought otherwise.
There are more new things in me, apart from my emotions. I recently attempted to run a diagnostic on my tech implants. To my surprise, I found most of them to be missing. It seems my body has absorbed them. But I am as strong and fast as I ever was. My senses as clear, my thoughts as sharp. It's as though I don't need the tech to be more than human anymore.
It's the maze. When you pass through with the rest of us, it put its mark on you, too. We've all been through changes.
I am neither man nor Hayden man anymore. I'm becoming something else, something different. My eyes still glow and my voice still buzzes, but perhaps only because I expect them to. You're further down the road than I, Owen. What am I becoming?
I don't know. Perhaps something we have no name or even a concept for, yet.
I feel something when I consider this, Owen. I think I'm scared.
Oh, we all are. The unknown is always scary. We have no control over what's happening to us, so enjoy the ride. And remember, we're among friends.
I have observed the lepers. If they can face their changes with such courage, so can I.
Moon looked sideways at Owen.
Everyone who went through the madness maze developed powers, different powers. I think something new is developing in me. I can sense things. Things not apparent to anyone else. It's not telepathy. More like empathy, perhaps. Either way, believe me when I say we're not alone here. There's something else out in the jungle. Something hidden and very powerful.
The Hayden army?
No. I'd know my own people. This is alive, but it's like nothing else I've ever encountered. It thinks slow thoughts, but it's growing angry. And it knows where we are.
Does it have a name? An identity?
Oh, yes. It calls itself the Red Brain.